This is John Fisher for the Ultimate Practice Builder for New York Injury Lawyers. Today, we're very fortunate to have the nation's leading authority on lawyer video marketing, Jerry Ojinski. Jerry has a program for lawyer video marketing that's called the Lawyers Video Studio. It's based in Great Neck, Long Island, and I've been to a number of seminars where Jerry has spoken, and I can tell you he's the best speaker at the marketing seminars I go to. He dedicates about half of his practice to video marketing just for lawyers. And the other part of this, and this is where he's really unique, is he's the only practicing trial lawyer in the country who helps lawyers create video for the internet and how to market their law practice through attorney video. So Jerry, thanks for being with us today. Now, one of the things I want to start with, Jerry, is every time you see a video from a lawyer, in my view, that one is worse than the next. It's just one talking head, and he's talking about all of his great settlements, verdicts, and how wonderful he is. Some of the time, they're extremely well-produced with graphics and everything, but you come away from it bored, and you're like, I can't stand hearing one lawyer after the next talk about themselves. But first of all, let's start, because I've seen the success that you've had with marketing your law practice through video. Now, can you tell us, first of all, how you're different in terms of your style and how you do it than every other lawyer video that's out there?
Sure. One of the most important things to keep in mind is, and I ask this question to every attorney I speak to, and I speak to a lot of attorneys across the country, I ask them, how are you different than all of your competitors and colleagues? What do you do differently? And they all get stumped because they've never thought of that question and looked at themselves as being different. They all basically lump themselves in together. And the reason I ask that question is because I want the attorney to actually internalize and try and figure out how it is that they're different. And here's basically what the answers come down to. Oh, we give more personal attention. We're more concerned, or we're more aggressive, or we're in practice longer. I said, that's not a differentiating factor. I said, everybody says the same crap. Instead, you have to do something that's outstandingly different. And the best thing that I teach them, it is just one sentence, it's really eye-opening. I said, what if you were to teach and educate your ideal consumer about information that they knew about, that they wanted to know about? And by teaching and educating, all of a sudden, you stand out from everybody else, because nobody's taking the time and effort to teach these people before they ever walk into your door. That's a critical thing that I do personally and that I teach attorneys across the country.
Well, and that's just a fantastic concept, because every time you see these lawyer videos, it's one braggart after the next talking about themselves, and they probably spent a fortune on these videos, and yet it completely turns off consumers. And I think what I'd like our listeners to go check out is the New York Medical Malpractice video blog that you created, Jerry, with the title presentations of each video ranges. One is 5 Reasons Not to Sue Your Doctor. Another is Bunion Surgery Results in Death. What Does It Mean to Be Board Certified? These are great questions. And consumers, injury victims, they want it. These questions answered, but you're the only one out there answering them. It's such a unique differentiation that you have. But what kind of, tell us, some of the videos you've done, like, for example, what is sepsis? Tell our listeners about the impact and the results that you've gotten just from a single video.
This is wild, and it's a great question. So think about why somebody would be online. Importantly, think about why an attorney would want to create a video asking a question about some medical topic. And, you know, what is sepsis? And the reality is that years ago, and I still do, I handle wrongful death cases involving, let's say, perforated colons or something that happens during surgery that's not recognized and results in a massive infection that's known as sepsis. And I thought, why can't I create a video that actually teaches somebody what this medical condition is? And I've had many clients go online looking for information when they've been told that their family member has this condition known as sepsis. And the problem is that these doctors do not actually sit and explain to the family what these medical conditions are. So now what do? They'll go home, they'll go online, do a search, and they'll type in, what is sepsis? or what is osteomyelitis, or what is some other medical condition? And just imagine what you can do if all of a sudden you now actually teach and educate your consumer who's looking for this great information with information that you know because you handle these types of cases. All of a sudden, you're now giving them great content and information that they want to learn about. And who do you think is much more likely to get a call? Somebody who takes the time to teach them something they didn't know, or somebody who just has a static website? So to go back to your question, John, about the types of results I've been able to achieve just using this style of teaching and educating, I will tell you that I've had great success with people who have come to the videos, felt I had compelling information, picked up the phone and called and said, "Mr. Oginski, I just saw your video about this topic. You know, what is sepsis? My mom was recently diagnosed with sepsis and died. Can you help me?" Just as a matter of fact, the last case that I settled involving a sepsis case was one that happened exactly like this, where they came to me from watching one of my videos, and I was able to settle that pre-trial shortly after filing suit for $250,000 without even taking plaintiff's deposition. It was against New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, and we settled that shortly after the 50H hearing. And that generated an attorney's fee of a little more than $74,000, which is remarkable when you think of how they came to me. So if you use it correctly and create a compelling message and a compelling story, and not simply say, like you said before, John, about telling the world about, you know, all of your great credentials and how great you are, which nobody cares about, all of a sudden you now turned something that could be totally boring and awful into a great opportunity to teach somebody critical information that they're actively looking for. That's the key distinction here.
Okay, Jerry, but let's say somebody is watching your video, they get this great information. What's preventing them from just saying, okay, I've got good information from this attorney, but I'm going to go find somebody else? What is it about your videos that would compel the viewer to give you a call about their case?
The most important thing I would say is that it's an interesting video. It's exciting. It's enthusiastic. It is oftentimes telling a story. And it's not simply giving dry things where now you're reciting a statute or a case name or a citation, which nobody cares about. Instead, you have to make a compelling message, and importantly, every single one of the videos has to have a call to action. And I will share with your listeners that the call to action in these videos, in these educational videos, they are not what you see in a TV commercial. It's not, hey, if you've been injured, pick up the phone and call me right now because I can help you. That's not what drives people to pick up the phone and call. Instead, it's more of an educational pitch, which basically says, listen, if you think this applies to you and you'd like more information, here's what I encourage you to do. Pick up the phone and call me. I can answer your questions. This is something that we do every single day, and we'd love to talk with you. So you're basically welcoming them. You're encouraging them to call because not forcing them. You're basically saying, listen, you've got to have more questions. We've only given you a little snippet of information here. I know you have more questions. So here's what I want you to do. Just call us. We'll be happy to talk with you. And as your listeners know, you can never guarantee a result, and you can't promise anything. But what you can do is you can promise to listen to them and give them great information. That's what you can do. And that's one of the key differentiating factors that I do and I teach other attorneys about. And it's so critical to do that.
Jerry, just so our listeners are aware, give them some sense of the impact that video marketing has had upon your practice. I noticed on your Lawyers Video Studio website, there's a special report, Solo Attorney Generates Over 7 Million Settlements from Lawyer Video Marketing. But tell our listeners, on a day-to-day basis, what type of impact does this have upon your practice?
A dramatic one. Years ago, I couldn't figure out how to get cases and get people to call. I knew nothing about marketing. And I was tied down to my office and would wait for people to call into my office. And slowly but surely, I learned how to create these systems, which I know, John, you are an expert at, and I love, absolutely love your book, by the way. But one of the things that this has allowed me to do, it's allowed me the ability to create what I call a lifestyle law practice, which means that I enjoy the type of lifestyle, my law practice designed about what I do every day for my own life and for my family, rather than me being a slave to my law firm. And it is freeing, it is really life-changing to be able to turn around and now say, okay, now I'm getting these cases coming into my funnel. How am I going to filter them out, and what am I going to do with them? Because years ago, I was in a situation where I would look to take in whatever case I could, even if it was questionable liability or the damages weren't so great, because I didn't know where I was getting my next case from. And with the creation of these systems, especially including video, I now have the ability to choose and pick and choose the cases I want, the ones I don't want, the ones I want to refer out. I never, ever had that ability to do it before. And that's something that everybody on the call should listen to and pay attention to, especially in your book, John, where you talk about this. And this is so useful to be able to now create systems so that now you have the ability to pick and choose which cases you want. And now you are the one who's deciding whether or not to take on a client, whereas instead it used to be the client would come in, they were interviewing you and maybe some other people, and they would be the ones in charge to decide whether to hire you. Now with a video, especially with compelling video, now the client comes into the office and they basically say, Mr. Ojinski, I saw a whole bunch of your videos. I want you as my attorney. And now I have the ability to determine whether or not I truly want this case. So it really has been life-changing.
Jerry, one of the things that a lot of lawyers listening to this may be thinking is, this is great for my small local community. Maybe they're in the Hudson Valley, Capital District, or Buffalo. And let's say this is fantastic for that. But if somebody, if I'm an attorney practicing in Long Island, and somebody calls me from Buffalo, why would they want to hire an attorney in Long Island? Or if you get a call from, let's say, Maryland or Florida, why? What can you do with that type of call? And is there any hesitation on the part of the consumer to hire you when you're so far away?
That is such a great question. And what's so amazing, and I'll tell you, with my videos, I now have almost over 950 videos. Every single one of my videos says that I am a New York medical malpractice and personal injury attorney. And the amazing thing is that I get calls from people literally across the country. And they don't care that I'm only a New York attorney. They liked the content I had in my videos. They loved the information I was providing, which, by the way, does not include legal advice. And they ignored the fact that I was focused only in New York. So they called, and now they ask questions about their own particular matter in a different state. And as you know, the reality is you can't do anything. I'm only licensed in New York, so I have to make a choice. I can either say, hey, I can't help you, which is not a good thing to do, or instead I want to be able to help them and now be able to refer them to a good qualified attorney in another state. So all of a sudden, as I started creating these videos, I would get calls from people all across the country asking for help, and it now allowed me the ability to create an entire network, a referral network throughout the country, so that when somebody calls me who now is calling from Poughkeepsie, I simply tell them, I said, listen, I only practice in the greater metropolitan New York City area. I said, you need to speak to John Fisher. He's the great attorney up there in Poughkeepsie in the upstate region. If you're calling from Florida, I know many different attorneys in Florida, and the same thing across the country. So it has clearly allowed me the ability to create a referral network where I never, ever had that opportunity before I created these systems, especially creating all these videos.
You know, you're right. And as you pointed out, the issue becomes not actually getting new cases, but what you do with all these new cases, which is a topic for a different day. But let's get into some of the nitty-gritty a little bit. So lawyers are not savvy about video marketing of their practice. Even though they may or may not be part of the YouTube generation, a lot of them are like, hey, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing with a static brochure website. Can you give them a sense of what they need to do if they want to start getting new cases and marketing with lawyer video in terms of the frequency of the video, what type of equipment they need, and how exactly the process is involved of shooting, editing, and uploading the video.
Okay. It's funny because that's a whole topic that could take a whole day, but I'll put it down into, you know, get into a nutshell here. If you want to create video, you can do it in a quick and dirty method, and you can do something really easy. Just take out your smartphone, you know, put it up on a tripod, and press the record button. And the only drawback, actually there are two drawbacks to doing that. Number one is that you may not know what to talk about. Number two is that the quality of your video or your audio or your lighting may be impaired. And the unfortunate reality is that our consumers who are actively searching for information online correlate our legal ability with the quality of our video. And that is clearly not a fair correlation. And oftentimes one has nothing to do with the other. But that's the perception that a lot of these viewers who are not savvy actually realize when they're searching, because the level and the quality of video online today has risen so dramatically that people now expect to see high-definition video. They expect to see video that has no deficiencies in it. And the problem with attorneys who try and create content and video on their own, who have not done this before, is that something usually goes wrong. And whether it's quality of the audio may not be perfectly formatted, so it may be pixelated, the lighting quality may be terrible, or your audio may sync. You may not be using a wired or wireless microphone, which you have to do. So if any one of those problems occur, your viewer is going to get distracted and never come back because they won't begin to trust you. So you have to develop and you have to learn how to do this on your own. And ideally, what you want to do is you want to create a video where all the technical stuff is literally transparent, so that there are no distractions. You want them to simply focus on the message itself. When you actually create a video, the most important part of the whole process is knowing what to talk about. Everything else, all the technical details about the equipment, the lighting, the microphones, all that is ancillary, and you can learn all that. But the key, the entire foundation is, what should you talk about that's going to be compelling, that's going to get somebody interested in your video and get them to want to learn more about you and what you're talking about? Once you actually create the video and put it up online, let's say you put it on YouTube, you have to go through an entire process to optimize it so that now when somebody actually does a search, they will go ahead and find your video in the search results. They'll find it hopefully on Google, they'll find it on YouTube, because if you don't optimize it properly, let's say you don't create a compelling headline, your video will never be found. Let's say the thumbnail that shows up in the search results is not interesting. Again, people may ignore it and simply go on to the next thing. If you have not given a good description of what it is or a summary of what you've been talking about in the video, then the search engines don't really know what you're talking about. And if you haven't done all the other things that YouTube gives you the opportunity to do to optimize the video, to increase the chances that your video will be found, again, you're missing out great opportunities. That is really critical. And then even once you put a video up on YouTube, you can't just leave it up there and not do anything else. There are other steps that you have to take in order to promote the video. So for example, you have to use social media to tell the world about your great new video. You have to create an article that supplements what you've just talked about in the video. And I also recommend doing a blog post as well. And while you're at it, do a frequently asked question. So this way, when somebody does a search for that topic, like what is sepsis, they will find not just your video, but your article and your blog and your FAQ, and hopefully it'll all be on the same search results page. And so, honestly, what you're doing is you are literally pushing out your competition. They don't even realize that that's happening. And then as a side effect, they're looking down that search result page and they're seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different things all coming from your same firm answering the same topic. And now what do you think is going on in the mind of the viewer who's searching? They're saying, wow, look at this guy Fisher. He's got all this great content about this stuff. Let me take a look at this FAQ. Let me take a look at this blog post. Let me listen to his video. Next thing you know, you get the call and say, Mr. Fisher, I just saw your video about this topic. Can I ask you some questions? So it is critical. It's not simply, okay, let me go get my smartphone out, shoot a quick and dirty video, throw it up online, and hope somebody calls me. That's not how it works. There's a lot more that goes into it. The planning and production is critical. Getting the video up online and then optimizing it is a requirement. And then supplementing it and then promoting it. All of those steps are necessary. And if you're leaving out any one or more of those steps, you really are going to be wondering why the video is not doing well and why people aren't finding it and why they're not calling. And, you know, you don't want to be in that position. If you're going to take the time and effort to learn how to do this, then you've got to learn how to do it all correctly. And there really are no shortcuts. It's not as simple as some people think, where, you know, you just shoot your quick video and press the automatic upload button without even editing it or adding graphics to tell people who you are or putting in a transcript, because what you're doing then is you're leaving great opportunities on the table, and you shouldn't do that if you're going to spend the time to invest in learning how to do this right.
And Jerry, a lot of the people listening to this would be like, hey, this is really great stuff, but I don't know how to do any of this stuff, and what can I do? Let's say I just want to get started, and I have no idea how to do any of this stuff. What is the recommendation you'd have for that lawyer who wants to get his feet wet with video marketing for his law practice but doesn't quite know where to get started?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I recommend is that if you have the time and the desire to want to learn to do this yourself, I actually created a program to help attorneys just in that situation. I call it the do-it-yourself attorney, which is exactly what I was years ago, where nobody taught me how to do it and I had to learn on my own. And I actually created a tutorial, an online program that you can learn at your own pace. So if you want to learn more about that, to learn how to do it on your own, I highly recommend going to my website, which is lawyersvideostudio.com. And there's a big button on the right side that says, you know, do it yourself. And you can learn all about the do-it-yourself tutorial. If you want to learn how this process works for attorneys who are don't want to do it themselves, we have a beginner program where we basically do it for you. You would come to New York, you would shoot 20 videos with us, and then we show you how the process works. So you get an idea and an understanding of dipping your toes in the water of, okay, let me see if this makes sense for me. And that's another way, without you having to do all the back-end work, all the stuff that you really don't want to do because you're really busy practicing law. And I get it.
And Jerry, I saw from your website that you have different programs available. Can you describe what they consist of? One is coming to New York, doing a half-day shoot or a full-day shoot. You even have an offer to do a half-day shoot in Florida. And creating 50, I believe the other one was up to 100 videos, but all of these great programs, and also how they're published on the attorney's website over a period of time. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. One of the most popular programs we have is where we create 50 videos in one day, and that's really fits every type of lawyer and every type of investment point. So you can create a 20-video program, 30-video, 50 is the most popular one. We have programs where you create 100 videos through two video shoots 6 months apart. And then if you're more aggressive and realize how useful this is, we have programs where you can create 200 and even 300 videos in 1 year. So we've had some attorneys take advantage of that, and it's remarkable. But I find that most lawyers who are just getting started want to do 20, they want to do 30. And another important point to remember is the attorneys turn around and say, okay, can I just do like 10 videos and that's it? Well, yes, you can. But if this were 7 years ago when YouTube was still pretty new and there wasn't much video content online, you would definitely be found if you just created a handful of videos. The problem now is that there is so much content going up every day, every hour, is that 10 videos, you'll get swallowed up, and people will not even be able to find you. So by continuing to put out fresh video content on a regular basis, developing a following of people who are interested in what you have to say, getting people to subscribe to your channel, all of a sudden you're building a community, just like on your websites. You're building a group of people who are interested. They keep coming back for more. They want to hear more of what you have to say to teach them and educate them. And next thing you know, you have people sharing and commenting and interacting with you on the videos. And that's also what generates calls to the office that says, Mr. Oginski, I was just watching this video and I was talking to people on this thread in a comment. And you know what? I had some questions. Something similar happened to me. And so that's a critical thing. So again, it's all dependent upon, do you want to learn how to do this on your own? Or do you want somebody who's done it before, who's had success doing it, to be able to help you and guide you and coach you and develop a strategy with you so that now you can get to do this on a consistent basis and keep doing it? Because that's what you need to do to keep this going, so that you're continuing to create great content and you're doing your clients and consumers a wonderful service by teaching them and educating them that your competitors clearly are not doing.
So, Jerry, the next question here is going to be, what if you have an attorney in, say, Buffalo or somebody in California or Florida? They may be saying, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to fly out to New York City every time I need to shoot video. What is the answer for that lawyer?
Well, the answer is that another program that we have is that we can come to you no matter where in the country you are. And so whether you're in in fact, I just got back from California last week shooting a video for an attorney. We did 50 videos. So that's another option to consider, where we can actually come to you. I spend the day with you. I'm coaching you. I'm guiding you. I'm helping you create your content. And, you know, that's a critical thing, because when you hire a video company, you have to make sure that the person who's helping you create the content understands what type of law you practice, understands who your clients are and what they're searching for, and importantly, understands the ethics implications of you saying certain things. And you will find that if the person who's helping you do this is not an attorney, they're going to be turning around to you and saying, well, what do you think we should talk about? And they're not going to know when you step over the ethical boundary line, and they're relying on you to recognize it. So keep that in mind when you're deciding what to do next.
Right, and here's my two cents on this. It's sort of like going to a big box store like Lowe's or Home Depot, where you can get the best price, but they're not going to really teach or educate you on how to use that chainsaw that you just bought. So you could mess up your leg, and seriously. But if you go to the mom and pop shop down the road in your local town, you might pay more money, but they'll actually spend time teaching you how to use the chainsaw so you don't kill yourself. And really, that's what you're doing, Jerry, is you know, anyone could just go out and hire a video production company, and they're happy to take your money and shoot some video for you. But what you're doing that's really unique is you're educating people how to use the video, so on a long-term, continuous basis, they'll pump out video and develop that as part of the marketing for their law firm. And I think that this is very unique for what you do. And as you say on your website, you're the only practicing trial lawyer who's educating lawyers about the use of video for their practice. So it's huge, in my opinion. It's a huge part of a marketing part of any law firm, or it should be. Jerry, if any of the lawyers listening to this call would like to speak with you about what your services and your programs, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure. What I strongly suggest is that if you need help creating your video marketing strategy, then I encourage you to reach out to me. I'll be happy to get on a call with you, and I'll do it for free. And the reason I do that is because I want to help John's listeners understand how to create video, what they need to accomplish, and basically try and help them achieve their goals. So the best way to do that is to call me at 516-487-8207, schedule a call, and I'll be happy to work through with you, you know, what your goals are and create a strategy and a plan for you. And if you need help implementing that plan, then we're able to do that as well. So I encourage you to take advantage of it. I do this, you know, infrequently. So I definitely think it's a great thing to learn from. And if you want to learn more about the different programs and what we offer, take a look at the website. It's called lawyersvideostudio.com. where we have a lot of great content and also a lot of great marketing tips on the blog section. So take a look at that as well. It'll be very helpful and informative.
And Jerry, also the New York Medical Malpractice video blog that you have, that has a list of just great information and topics that you cover, I think is a great illustration of how you use video for consumers and to answer the questions going on inside their mind. So thank you very much for being on our call. It was my pleasure having you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Jerry. Bye-bye.